that's the just takes years. I play some drums, and that's one of the hardest things to do.
Okay.
That and bossa nova.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So let's start from. Let's try it. I'm gonna do two choruses. I want you to switch to sticks in the middle.
Okay. So put the top we'll, of the second chorus, probably.
That's right. Okay. That's right. And then piano solo.
Okay.
And then we'll do the rest of the stuff. Cool.
Sounds good.
One.
I'm ready.
Two. Oh, hard too.
I mean, the stick thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and keep it going. Always keep energy moving forward.
So you wouldn't, when I went back to the sticks, because he was playing, I was like, it's going to be quiet.
At that time, I wouldn't have.
Okay, because it's funny, I was like, oh, he's going to go to the bass solo, so I'll prepare for that. And then he kept going. I was like,
oh, jump off that bridge when you get to it.
Gotcha.
But what you don't want to do, a friend of mine used to call it bagging the feel. Don't bag the feel.
Okay.
Keep the feel going. He's a saxophone player. He used to talk about, saxophone players, they'd have a he else plays piano. The saxophone players, they all get these solos and they have all this energy. As soon as they get to the piano solo, they'd be.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck happened? Why did you guys all get the fun stuff? The heck happened here?
Yeah.
He's like, I hate when cats bag the feel. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Oh, okay, just
and
it.
That's what he means, You'll find all the stuff. You'll find it.
Yeah.
You got a good time feel, you got good energy.
Yeah.
Right. It's cool. You got a good start going.
Yeah. Well.
His name is Goody.
There you go.
That's why.
Freaking writes itself.
That's why. That's why. I just had it 20 times.
Oh my god. You had it. You had to.
All right. What else?
Do you want to do, whatchamacallit?
Quiet Nights and Quiet Stars?
No, not Quiet Nights and Quiet Stars. The other one. Black Orpheus?
Oh, Black Orpheus. We haven't done that in a while.
Now, how do you handle, this is how the only way I know how to do Boston Dog, right? But then, if I'm going to play this with a stick on there, is that going to be a problem, or would I not do this ever?
Put your sticks here.
No. Is it that easy?
It's literally that easy. Oh. All
right.
And if they do, just push them up. You're fine. Yeah, they'll stay right there.
Oh.
It's a good place for them.
Okay.
And then you know what? You probably have your own drums at home. Some of the stick bags have little hooks so that you can hang it on the floor top.
This does have little hooks.
Yeah. Gear. So yeah, you can use that also. But yeah, I keep them here. Because they tend to roll off the drum.
Right.
A huge pain in the butt on the drum. The brushes are better.
I see. So maybe the brushes could go here, but the sticks should not.
That's right.
Okay. That makes sense. Because the brushes might get brushed off.
That's right.
Sticks don't stick. Sticks don't stick. They do if they're your drumsticks that you had at home. It's like Spider-Man webbed these sticks he had.
It never fails. There's a trick to all this stuff. I don't bring this out by itself a lot of times. A lot of times when I have this with me, I have the tenor or the alto.
Oh, okay.
And that means I have a neck strap. So I can hook this to the neck strap and do this here. But without a neck strap, I had to sit down in order to do it.
Gotcha.
Little things, you don't think about it. And they all have that.
What do you do with that reed? Do you keep it? Is it just too wet right now?
It's a little soft and I don't like how it plays. It's not too wet.
Okay.
But this one might play a little better. It might not. It might be going back real quick.
All right.
So what did you guys call?
Black Orpheus.